Week number four, as we have our preview presented by Cornerstone Real Estate Consultants, as the Bears come in 1-2, Jason, dropping another tough one, a home game in Solon on Friday night. But I guess first off, thanks to the folks at Solon. Thanks for Cascade for being flexible, making something happen with a washed out week last week.
Great facilities as a substitute for the Little Rose Bowl. As it was a flood down there. If anybody were down on the field on Friday before the game or even Thursday night last week, walking out to about the 15 or 20 yard line, once you put your foot down on the ground, you had water going up to about your ankle. So getting an opportunity to just play the game for one, Steven, and to do so on a facility like that with the turf field, where you really don't have to worry as much about the weather, gave us a little bit of, you know, peace of mind. But as we'll soon find out, unfortunately the final score didn't do that.
Yeah, 21-14 final score, and you know, it was one of those games that through the first half, I think we had three or four times that we were inside the 20, came away with no points. Cascade hits a 69-yard touchdown, they get a pick six, and they add one other touchdown. 6 minutes left in the game, we find ourselves down 21-14. But we fight back. We almost get that comeback to be able to at least tie it up and see what we can do from there. So, you know, it was rough that we fell behind, but credit these guys for keeping that fight going for the entire 48 minutes.
You know, they were out, could have been on a camping trip. You know, at the end of the camping trip, you pack the tent up, you fold it up, and you go home. It was getting to that point. The kids could have done that on the field, what I'm saying, Steven, but they didn't. Down 21-0. Basically, hope was bleak with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. But don't tell all those kids that are on that field behind Steven right now, because they made a valiant effort, gave themselves a chance to get right back into it, to even tie the game later in the game. Just came up a little bit short, but it's something from their heart that they can hold in there to drive for and use that in this next week.
Right. Well, and I think, I mean, Coach Peterson alluded to it the last couple of weeks. You know, it's a young team. It's an experienced team. They're learning a lot. And so that's one of those instances of, hey, if we're able to keep those things going, keep that intensity, keep that focus for the first 36 minutes, then those last 12 minutes are going to be a lot more fun than trying to just make a catch-up of a game.
Yeah, just take advantage of the things that you start to develop and you've earned and you've got at the beginning of games. As we talked about the last 2 weeks, the defense, the first time they're on the field, cause a turnover. So now if that happens again, the defense is starting to develop more confidence. Then they've held one of the better running backs as far as Class 1A by yardage per carry to very little last week from Cascade. So like we said at the halftime, when you get to the door, don't just knock on it. Kick it into the end zone. And when points start developing, that defense is going to keep you there.
Yeah, they definitely showed improvement from week two to week three. And unfortunately, the win-loss doesn't translate. But even though you're 1-2, you head on the road. You've got Wilton here coming up this week, and it's an opportunity to even things up at 500 right away.
Yeah, for both teams. Both teams are – this is a game that they need. I know the playoffs, you're not getting in the winner of the district and the runner-up. It's not like that because everybody's in. But we're developing – teams are starting to developing a pecking order, because at the end of the season, it's based upon records for the seedings. And you don't want to go to 1-3, let alone 0-2 in the district and not have a chance after 2 weeks probably to win it, Steven. So the winner of this game is still right there in the thick of things in this district and can keep their chin up and still keep fighting forward, maybe to get to 5-2 and look really good come postseason time.
Yeah. Well, and they've got a Wilton squad this week that you know, they're putting up some numbers this year. They're giving up some numbers at the same time. I think all of their games have been decided by 6 or 7 points. So they've had close games. They've been right there. So they're looking, same thing. How can they get over the hump? So the Bears know that this Beaver squad's going to be ready to go as soon as that first whistle blows.
The law firm of Sauvel and Sauvel. Is it Sauvel or Sauvel? Either one. The brothers Sauvel are probably going to be involved in the scoreboard at the end of the game, specifically quarterback Colby Sauvel. Over 400 yards passing. He's also the team's leading rusher. Another guy that you're going to look at is his last name is starts with the Reaver that Rosenkild.
Yeah, Rosenkild.
Rosenkild last week. What an interesting film. We watched the film on this game from last week with Wilton and Durant. Durant, first play of the game, Mr. DeLong, who everybody in this district is probably going to have nightmares of. First play of the game, 70 yards, touchdown. Very next play on the kickoff, Rosenkild. Hello, end zone, tie it up. And then they score from so many different ways, Wilton did. So you got to be on your toes.
Yeah, definitely on your toes. But you got to be able to stand strong, because you look at that offensive line, 3-something, 280, 280, 220, 215. So they've got some beef up front. So our front seven is really going to be challenged, knowing that you've got a good quarterback that can run and throw. You've got a 210-pound running back, and then you've got that beef up front.
Yeah, and they're not going to – you can't just push them over. It's not that easy. You're not just going to run right through them and think, oh, yeah, because they're larger, maybe bigger than some of the other linemen. You can't. You're not just going to push around. Sometimes you get a 6'3", 300-pound kid like they have. He could almost just stand there, and a play could open up either way just because of his size. And so with that and the rest of that Eastern Iowa beef that you're talking about, this is a pretty formidable throw up front.
Yeah, and like you say, a couple of good athletes. They've also got a punt return thrown in there as well. So the Bears defense really going to have to be on their game. The offense going to have to build on some of those things that they had as well, try to get things clicking just a little bit more as we go into week four.
Yeah, and you could see some more confidence building between Gavin Hirschman getting back. Maybe that knee will start getting more healthy and more healthy. As the weeks go on, he's going to get more confidence in that it's okay. That, I mean, you don't want to see 49 passes thrown by any quarterback. But NFL guys can do that once in a while, but not a Gavin Hirschman at Class 1A West Branch or anywhere. But still, he's completing 63% of his passes to a wide variety of receivers, and that's going to build confidence. And it's tough for defenses to pick one or the other to guard, right? And, Steven, I think that is going to be a key, because Andy Henson's run game is starting to develop a little bit more, a little better each game.
Yeah, well, we're looking for that and seeing that line get a little bit stronger and coming together as things roll on as well. Kickoff's going to be at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it, we will have the Bearcast coverage for you. Mike, Jerry, and I will be down there pregame starting at 6:30. Big thank you to Cornerstone Real Estate Consultants for sponsoring our weekly preview right here on WestBranchFootball.com.